Ramsey TV.
Do you know what is really sick about this Steve McVay guy? You know what's really troubling about this Steve McVay guy who I talked about 2 days ago and mentioned yesterday? Thanks for asking. Because I'm loaded for bear. It's that when you look at his website and you watch his videos, you can tell. Well, no, maybe not everybody can tell, but I, being a trained theological specialist, having a built-in BS detector for religious hypocrisy, I can go in there and see fairly easily that the guy believes in human free will. That is that, of course, your decision is essential in saving you. It is necessary. It is the thing that actually gets the job done. Not the cross of Christ, but your free will. And he believes in some sort of eternal separation from God. I don't know if it's eternal torment or if it's annihilation. But the deceptive thing about this is, and really the horrendous thing about this, and the thing that makes this worse than actually coming out and being plain about what you believe. Yes, we believe that humanity is saved by its own willpower. Yes, we believe that if you don't pull yourselves up by your mental bootstraps and believe in Jesus, that you're going to go to hell for eternity. Okay, that's a sick message. But the deception of this McVay and other people like him is worse because they believe in this stuff. They believe in eternal torment or annihilation. They believe that the human will, the human willpower is the ultimate decider of one's fate. And yet you look for it and you don't hear it. You don't see it. And if you have to dig into their statement of faith. And I did that with this Grace Walk Ministries. Oh, I got a guy had a great comment on that. Grace Walk Ministries. This was, I think this, who said this? Don Handy said, I just checked out the Grace Walk Experience. That's the name of this operation of Steve McVay. I just checked out the Grace Walk Experience. Don Handy says, quote, I'll take the Jimi Hendrix Experience any day. The Jimi Hendrix Experience, the name of Hendrix's band. The Experience. Yes, I will take that any day too. I would rather listen to Hendrix shred. I would rather listen to virtuoso guitar solo that's all over the map. I'd rather hear the squeaks and the squawks of Hendrix's guitar than to go to Grace Walk Ministries and the Grace Walk Experience and to find out that the main thing about your belief, which I detected in the videos and in the website, is that salvation depends on human cooperation and the result of non-human cooperation is eternal separation from God, and yet not a word of it. It should be on the front page. Turn or burn. Turn or burn. It should be on the front page. And some people actually might give McVay credit for this. Well, at least he doesn't put it on the... at least he doesn't put it on the front page? Then he doesn't... does he not really believe it? Well, Martin, maybe he doesn't really believe it. Then make a decision, dude. Get off the fence, because every second you're on the fence, you're drawing people in with your little honey, with your gushing honey approach. You're just talking about grace, the Grace Walk Experience, Grace Walk Ministries, and you bring people in and you do not pronounce the evangel to them. Where's the evangel? All I could find there is, well, there it is, Grace Walk Ministries, Grace Walk. What's the focus is not on Jesus Christ, it's on you. And the focus is not even, it's not even, here's what you have to do or else, and you better act fast because operators are only standing by until you die. And then when you die, all the operators have gone away and you suffer eternal separation from God. But no, none of that stuff is there because eternal torment is loved in theory, except they don't believe it's a theory. They actually think it's real. So let's put it this way. Eternal torment in the Christian camps, including the Steve McVeigh camp, is held dearly to because it gives the self a leg up on everyone else because it flatters oneself that one has somehow been able to accomplish what other people have not accomplished. So they love it, but they don't advertise it. Why? Because at the same time they're holding to this heinous teaching, they want to draw people to their congregation. But how can you draw people to your congregation if on the face of it, if your opening card is eternal torment, people writhing in flames? That's a little distasteful. The only time people can tolerate it is on Halloween, where they have all these stupid skeletons and ghosts and people coming out of the grave. Absolutely hate it. But it's a cartoon. It's a joke. But for these people, no, death is not a joke. It's real. It's in your face. It's eternal. And it's the worst Halloween you can ever imagine. Eternal torment. Put it out on the face. No, they don't, because at the same time they hold to these heinous teachings, they want to draw people in because they need the money. I guess that's the end of the story. Yeah, they need the money, and for their ego, they need the support of the masses. But this is the most precarious place to be in at the judgment, is on the fence. And I don't know, I hope somebody sends this to McVeigh. Somebody take this video and have the balls to send it to Steve McVeigh and the video I made 2 days ago called Steve McVeigh and Other Fakers. Ooh, that might be a rough one. Well, let's send that one to him second. Send them this one first. I say to him today, if he's watching, it seems, sir, that you have in your past drawn near to the truth. You've at least smelled it. You've gotten close enough to smell it, that Jesus Christ is actually a successful Savior and that he saved the world on the cross. And what if it actually worked? What if these Savior of all people are actually correct? Wouldn't that be an honor to the Savior and to the Savior's Father God? Wouldn't it? You've smelled that. You've been close enough to smell it. And yet you know that if you walk over that line, you have destroyed your ministry. You've destroyed it. But you would create a new one. You would create a much better ministry. I'm not saying you would not have a ministry. You would. In fact, you would have an epic ministry at that point. You would lose lots of numbers because you would not be tickling the hearing anymore. People like their hearing tickled. They like to hear that they're responsible for their salvation. They like to hear that other people are going to get burned in hell for eternity. And so they practically pay you to keep that thought coming. And they know that thought undergirds your whole ministry, even though you don't talk about it, which is strange. And so I have to ask you this question. Why don't you, I know the answer, but don't you see how deceptive it is? If you hold these things, you should be out announcing them every day. You should have phone lines. You should have people at an operating station calling everyone, or at least making sure in your congregation. But no, wait, you have an internet ministry. So where are the videos? Where are the turn and burn videos, Steve? Where are they? You don't want to do that. Why? Because it's insane. It's insane to call your ministry Grace Walk Ministries and at the same time believe that it's actually not grace. Salvation isn't. It's an act of the human will. Seems like a contradiction, doesn't it, Steve? It is a contradiction. And you're caught in the middle of it. And God is going to spew you out of his mouth. Why? Because you're neither hot nor cold. You're neither heralding the wonderful truths you smelled from a distance because you haven't had the spiritual balls to go over that line, and neither are you proclaiming on your front door, turn or burn. Why? Because you want your cake and you want to eat it too. You want to play both sides of the fence. In fact, your ministry is the sickest of all. The Baptists at least say turn or burn. There's no ambiguity there. And the people who believe in the salvation of all, we don't sneak around it. We don't beat around the bush. We say it outright. Jesus Christ is the Savior of all humanity. Paul said, these things be charging and teaching. He didn't say, these things be suggesting and hinting at. No, he said, charging and teaching. We do that and let the chips fall. I thank God that I started on this leg. I started on this ground of just proclaiming it. So I don't have anything to lose because I started as a loser. And I'm still a loser as far as the world is concerned. I'm broadcasting from my kitchen. I don't have an international outreach. I have people in different countries that find my video. By the grace of God, I don't promote my videos. This is an organic thing, and it happens. Steve, this can be yours. Yes, this can be yours. And this is my challenge to you and to anybody who's playing the fence. Nothing disgusts me more than to see people playing the fence. They're afraid. It's not that I don't understand the problem. I do. So I really shouldn't have said, yeah, I'm going to stick with disgusted. Even though I do understand, because if you were to commit, I'm talking to Steve and anyone else who's on the fence, if you commit to this, to what you may know is the truth, that God is the sovereign, that God alone can save people, and that Jesus Christ, who went to the cross to save the world, actually accomplished it. If you suspect that, and if you actually believe it and announce it, you will suffer persecution for it. And it's even harder for people who started in the Orthodox Turner Burn camp because they've established friends, they've established a reputation in that camp, like the Apostle Paul in the Let's Go Kill the Christians camp. And then he goes on the other side of the fence involuntarily, I'll grant you that, and he says, oh, Christ is the Messiah. So that's tough on that guy. A lot tougher on that guy than if he had just started with, oh, Christ is the Messiah, like Peter. Peter had no great reputation in Israel. He was a fisherman. He was a base kind of guy. And so Jesus walks up to him one day, follow me. Okay, you're the Messiah. Boom. He had nothing to lose. You have something to lose, Steve. And so listen, I understand your position. I understand how difficult it would be. But it's going to be way, way, way more difficult for you at the Great White Throne. I did say the Great White Throne because you will not see the light of day until the Great White Throne. You will be dead during the 1,000 years because you're not a believer. Because you believe in yourself, but you don't announce it. I can tell. I read your website. I watch your videos. You believe in yourself, your ability. You call it grace. You call it grace. You even name your ministry grace, grace, grace. But it's a farce. It's a false front. It's Hollywood wall. I would challenge you to come to true grace. And those who believe in the sovereignty of God say, Martin, why do you challenge people? Only God can make that happen. Yeah, I know only God can make it happen. And I'm challenging you, Steve McVeigh. I know only God can make it happen. I know that. Forget that for now. Face the facts. You've already smelled them. Now face it. Would you rather have a great, accepted, popular ministry here and then being called to task at the Great White Throne, being shown a video of your life, having it exposed that you sensed the truth and you deep down wanted the truth, but you were afraid of the loss you would suffer. You were afraid of your fellow man. You were afraid to lose your reputation and your vaunted ministry. It's going to go bad for you on that day, and you will be ashamed on that day. Just call me the ghost of Christmas future, because it's not too late. It's not too late. That will be your hour of trial. If you do not man up and pursue the truth at all costs, you will suffer in the interim. But dude, it's better to suffer now and to be glorified later than to seek earthly glory now and to suffer loss at the great white throne.